Elizabeth Elliot says, "I think we might divide up all the people in the world into two classes, the complainers and the thankful." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, the challenging radio ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty and Passion and Purity. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. Did you know that? That's true. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you all of this week about Jesus. Who is this Jesus? In 1967, I went to Jerusalem. I had never been there before, but I thought I had some very clear ideas about what Jerusalem was supposed to look like because I grew up in a family that read the Bible. I was a little bit reluctant to go to present-day Jerusalem because I knew it wasn't going to be just like I had imagined in the Bible. And it wasn't, but there were many things which haven't changed. The shape of the hills, the valley where Jesus walked, the Garden of Gethsemane, which of course is somewhat different, but they told us that some of the olive trees that are there were actually there in Jesus' time. I stayed in a very nice small hotel called the American Colony, and it was a very interesting group of people that came and went. And one day in the dining room, a very interesting, distinguished-looking, white-haired man came into the room with six or seven younger men. Gradually, I realized that this was someone who was doing a television program, and this was his crew. This gentleman was there for, 5 or 6 weeks, I guess. And I finally asked someone who he was, and they said, Malcolm Muggeridge. That name was familiar to me, but I really didn't quite know why. And since then, I've read many of Muggeridge's books and heard a great deal about him. And the reason that he was there was because he was doing a BBC program on the life of Jesus. He was a very famous journalist, and he became a Christian some years before he died. I read that he had visited his relatives in Canada for a short time and then told the newspapers that he was going back to England to prepare himself to die. I came across a very interesting clipping called Popular Opinions of Jesus. And this is what Malcolm Muggeridge is quoted as having said. We look back upon history, and what do we see? Empires rising and falling, revolution and counter-revolution, wealth accumulated and wealth dispersed. Shakespeare has spoken of the rise and fall of great ones that ebb and flow with the moon. I look back upon my fellow countrymen once upon a time dominating the world. I heard a crazed, cracked Austrian announced to the world a Reich that would last 1,000 years. I've seen an Italian clown say he was going to stop and restart the calendar with his own ascension to power. Here, of course, Malcolm Muggeridge is talking about Hitler and Mussolini. He goes on to say, I met a murderous Georgian brigand in the Kremlin, acclaimed by the intellectual elite of the world as wiser than Solomon, more humane than Marcus Aurelius, more enlightened than a Shaka. I have seen America wealthier and in terms of military weaponry, more powerful than the rest of the world put together, so that had the American people so desired, they could have outdone a Caesar or an Alexander in the range and scale of their conquest. All in one lifetime. All in one lifetime. Gone. Gone with the wind. England, part of a tiny island off the coast of Europe, threatened with dismemberment and even bankruptcy. Hitler and Mussolini, dead. Remembered only in infamy. Stalin, a forbidden name in the regime he helped found, and dominated for some 3 decades. America, haunted by fears of running out of those precious fluids that keep her motorways running and the smog settling. With troubled memories and painful memories of a disastrous campaign in Vietnam and the victory of the Don Quixotes of the media as they charge the windmills of Watergate, all in one lifetime, gone. Maybe you're wondering why I'm reading such a long quotation from Malcolm Muggeridge when I said that I was going to talk about Jesus. Listen to this last paragraph from Muggeridge. Behind the debris of these solemn supermen stands the gigantic figure of one person, because of whom, by whom, and in whom, and through whom alone, mankind may still have hope, the person of Jesus Christ. You're listening to a woman who is a Christian. And as a Christian, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose again from the dead. This is Jesus that I'm talking about. I really do believe every word of that. Every word, literally, exactly. This truth was taken for granted in the home where I grew up. It was examined and questioned as I grew, and it was confirmed and demonstrated throughout all the years of my life. I commend to you Jesus Christ. Now I know that most of you who listen to me would say that you believe this too, and I'm so thankful for the testimonies that you send me in your mail. Thank you so much for writing these letters, so many wonderful letters from those who perhaps have known the Lord for many decades, and letters from those who have only recently come to know the Lord. Letters also from people who want to know the Lord, and some who say, I don't know Jesus. Tell me more. So that's what I want to do this week. Tell you more. And if you already know Jesus, you will love hearing about him as I love talking about him and reading about him. I commend him to you, and I would ask, do you read the Bible? Have you read the Bible? Well, I've tried, you might say, but I really couldn't get much out of it. I couldn't make head or tail out of it. I started with Genesis, and I read some of that, and some of it's pretty interesting, but then it gets kind of boring. And so I tried the New Testament, and I don't know, I just kind of got drowned. Let me recommend that you read the Gospel of Mark. You know that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And the New Testament begins with the testimonies, the eyewitness accounts of four different people, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Each of them describes his own observations of the life of Jesus. But it happens that the Gospel of Mark, which is the second gospel, is the shortest. So that's why I say, why don't you try starting with the Gospel of Mark? It begins with these words, the beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And then in the ninth verse, it says, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. The story goes on to tell of how when he came up out of the water after his baptism, he saw heaven being torn open, and the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, descending on him like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. And do you know what happened immediately after Jesus' baptism? It says, at once the Spirit sent him out into the desert, and he was in the desert 40 days being tempted by Satan. If you stop and think about that, it seems strange, doesn't it? That immediately after God verifies the fact that Jesus is indeed his Son, that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, should lead him into the wilderness specifically to be tempted by his arch enemy, the devil. But that is exactly what happened. And it says he was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, that's John the Baptist, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. It tells of his calling Simon and his brother Andrew, the first two disciples, who were fishermen. It goes on to tell of his choosing other disciples, and then of his power over evil spirits. Jesus demonstrated supernatural power in being able to call evil spirits out of a man who was possessed. This evil spirit calls out to Jesus, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." That's an evil spirit speaking. "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit came out of him with a shriek. And the chapter goes on to tell of Jesus healing many others, Jesus going into a solitary place to pray, communion with his Father, Jesus healing a leper. Isn't it amazing to see these different ways in which Jesus demonstrates this special power that his Father had given him? Who is this Jesus? The only begotten Son of God, the one who was sent to earth in human flesh to demonstrate to you and me what a holy life looks like. I hope you'll continue to listen during this week. God bless you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.